Treble's really low. Influential sort of jazz musicians and arrangers of the modern era, with the nonet of Miles Davis, contrasting from the straight bebop to the new cooler jazz, and then with his own arrangements going into sort of third stream jazz, which is taking jazz and improvisation into an orchestra setting, putting sort of jazz music with an orchestra type backing to have more of a contrast in the music.
Okay, what made you choose these pieces then?
One reason was because of the complete contrast in both pieces, the fast speed of North Atlantic Run, and then the slower, more ballady style of Song for Strayhorn, allowed me to show sort of the different variety you can have on the baritone, also what I can play with in order to show the skills.
And what listening have you done to influence your performance decisions? Because I don't know, North Atlantic Run, Festival to Jazz, right, so how has what you listened to influenced your performance decisions?
So listening to Jerry Mulligan play his pieces, he leaves quite a lot of space in the impro, letting the backing come through because he plays quite a lot in the head. And then, but then in contrast to the second piece, played by Latino Blanco, who's a Spanish baritone saxophonist, he makes it quite busy and leaves quite a lot of doesn't leave a lot of space for the backing, which didn't really show what I wanted to portray. So I was influenced more by Jerry Mulligan as to leave space in the improv.
Okay, right. I think this is definitely the right music for you to do. I think North Atlantic Run was the more challenging one, simply because of the control of some of the notes. That's your weakest area. I think I was very impressed with Song for Strayhorn. Oh no, sorry. Sorry, North Atlantic One was your best piece. Obviously, Song for Strayhorn had poor intonation in some of the lower notes, and it goes quite hard, quite low, and therefore it affects your intonation. So, in one fell swoop, you end up coming down on intonation, control, and accuracy of the notes. But I thought then North Atlantic One was very good. It needs to perhaps bounce along a bit more. And perhaps have a bit more energy. But what the style of stuff is, what you are doing, is you're well on the way to doing very well. The only thing that's, apart from hard work, that's going to get you better, well, A, you do it for memory, B, you get to some gigs and you go and listen to some Jerry Mulligan live performances. Probably might be hard to track down.
Yeah.
You cannot rely on YouTube, because you've got to go to three or four gigs and hear and be part of that vibe and bring that vibe into your recital. So you're not performing it in a classical sort of square way, because you're a very functional person and everything you do, you know, you do to the best of your ability or whatever. But this cannot be functional, this has got to have soul in it. And the only way you can do that is by going to some gigs, alright? So hunt them out, get around it. You know, now's the time they were happening. Get down to Ronnie Scott's or whatever. Look, you know, Jerry Mulligan gigs. Is he still alive or is he dead?
No, he died in 96.
Right, so you want to find gigs featuring Jerry Mulligan, okay? Go back and go and find now. Jerry Mulligan gigs. Jerry Mulligan tickets. Buy Jerry Mulligan tickets. Find some Jerry Mulligan and other pop gigs, all right? Go and find some Jerry Mulligan group, Jerry Mulligan sax group. You know, Jerry Mulligan's group, Benny Lee, don't know. Go, Jerry Mulligan, then might be in America, right? But go and find some. Alright, that's what you've got to do. Go and find some Barry Sax people. Alright, 10 minutes research, might find something. But well done, I think you're well on the way. You've got to keep going.
Yeah.
You're the sort of person, and the nature of it, as we've spoken about, you work and then boom, you'll stop and it will all go off. So it's got a lot of potential, your recital, but you've got to keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but well done. I really enjoyed that. So good.